Unit 9. Bought and sold. 9A. Morning market. Exercises 2 and 3.
You're tuned to Central Radio, 94.5 FM, 23 minutes to 12. Now, let's see if Sue's there. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
Right, and how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, what can we do for you?
I've got a couple of keyboards for sale. One's a Yamaha C501.
C501.
And a mini synthesizer.
Yep.
That's the battery one. £30.
Okay, right.
And next one's a Casio NT205. And that's plus a mains unit.
Well, that's a keyboard?
Yeah, that's right.
Another keyboard.
And that's £70.
Right, Casio keyboard at £70. The Yamaha synthesizer, the C501, £30 for that.
That's it. They're both with instruction booklets. And the original boxes as well.
Good.
And the last thing is a wardrobe, a veneer one, 1950s thereabouts. That's £12.
Right. wardrobe 50 style, £12. Casio keyboard at £70. And the Yamaha C501 synthesizer, £30.
That's right.
Right, let's have your number.
312-865.
312-865. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Now we've got Nick on the line. Hello, Nick.
Hello there.
How can I help you?
I've got three things for sale.
Off you go, then.
A 4-foot dressing table, modern style, 4 drawers, £20. An Indesit fridge in working condition, 10 years old, that's £30. And a 6-string guitar with case, £25.
Right, we've got three items there. Dressing table, £20. Fridge and Indesit, £30 for that. And a guitar for £25.
That's it.
What's your number, Nick?
It's 21260.
All right, Nick.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
21260, that's the telephone number for dressing table, fridge and guitar. And our next caller today is Julie. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
You're selling something.
Yes, I'm selling an English leather saddle, which is, well, it has a 40-centimetre seat, which is an adult size.
Right.
Right. It's for sale at £75, and please contact 613-870.
Okay, that's 613-870. An English leather saddle, 40-centimetre seat, it's an adult size, £75. Thank you, Julie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
More calls on the morning market in a few minutes' time. Now it's 16 minutes to 12.
9B. What do you think of it? Exercises 1 and 2. 1.
Oh, Richard, they look wonderful.
Hang on, they're not for you. They're for my girlfriend's mother.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to stay for the weekend. This is my sort of coming to stay present.
Oh, they'll like those. They're wonderful.
I hope so. They're jolly expensive, you know.
Are they? How much?
£5.99, just for that much.
Really?
Mm.
That is expensive.
Yeah, it'll all be gone in a day, I should think.
Be gone in an hour.
2.
Yes, but what are you going to use it for?
There are so many things you can use it for. You can use it for typing out letters and storing the letters.
Yeah,
for keeping bills, shopping lists.
Yes, I suppose. So, will you use it just at home, or will you use it, you know, for office things as well?
No, just for home
just
use.
For home. How much did it cost?
Well, it was one of the cheapest ones. Just over £1,000.
3.
Look, Richard, what do you think of this? I bought it for Robbie, you know, my brother's little boy.
Gosh, lovely. I used to have those when I was a kid. I remember. Does it work?
Yes, look. If you push it along, then this little bit comes up here.
Yes.
And then you can hook things on the back. And
you pull things along with it. Oh, lovely.
Isn't it?
4.
You'll never guess what I bought, Judy.
What?
Look at this.
Oh, goodness.
Isn't it splendid?
Wonderful. Where are you going to wear it, then?
I'm going to wear it on the beach in Menorca.
Oh.
I'll play with some old friends there.
Very nice.
So I thought this would keep the sun off me.
Well, it'll certainly do that.
5.
Well, I saw it in the shop window, and I thought I must have one.
Can I try it?
Hold on. The batteries go in the back here.
Yeah.
Let me just show you.
Yeah.
It's got a radio, and you put your cassettes in the front there, and the little headphones plug in there.
Fantastic. Great. Let me have a...
Right, let me just push the button.
Yeah.
Can you hear?
Hey, fantastic.
Good, isn't it?